This is Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Anchor FM. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Ask OT Kimberly. Thank you for your support. Can you remember a time when you put a relationship above your own safety, above your own personal sanity, above your own personal agency? I think we can all think of those periods of time. We may have been really young. We may have been very immature. We may have come from a background where boundaries were not something that were important. That putting other people first was the lay of the land. If you weren't putting others first, you weren't a good person. And so what you found is a track record of putting others before yourself, sacrificing sleep to do the work of others because others have asked for it, sacrificing peace of mind because someone else depends on you, sacrificing, sacrificing, sacrificing. A phenomenal therapist shared with me once that oftentimes we're frustrated about relationships with others, be it professional or personal, because we don't have boundaries. And oftentimes we don't even have boundaries with ourselves. If you, for instance, say to yourself, well, in order for me to work at my highest level, I need 8 hours of sleep. That means that I need to be in bed at 10 p.m. every night. A strong personal boundary means every night you're going to wind down, be in bed by 10 p.m., and off to sleep you go. Poor personal boundaries with self is, yeah, I know I need to be in bed by 10 p.m., but I need to read a couple more articles on XYZ. Or I'm just going to scroll for another half hour on social media. Or I'm just going to take this extra phone call with my relatives to talk about the work week. Or I'm just going to add on this project for work because they just need me. Now, you have already established that in order for you to work at your highest level, you need to be in bed by 10 p.m. If you have strong personal boundaries, you will make sure that no matter what, you're getting in bed by 10 p.m. If you have poor personal boundaries with yourself, meaning you allow other things to encroach upon what is going to be best for you, guess what? You're not working in your own favor. You have poor boundaries with maintaining health for your own self. So when it comes to others who externally make demands of you, you will not hold those boundaries up either. Many times in our society today, you hear a lot of blame, blame, blame. When then the reality is, it is self, self, self that we should be looking at. It is not unusual for us in immature seasons of life to have experienced relationships where others make demands of us and we acquiesced. We maybe had a partner who did things that made us uncomfortable. And in our immature stage of life, we let it slide. But as we matured in life, we realized that that behavior that makes us uncomfortable is because it violates our personal boundaries. And because it violates my personal boundaries, I need to set some distance between that person who's violating my personal boundaries and myself. And that may mean by setting up that boundary, it may mean the severing of a relationship. Many times we have individuals, and we may have personally stayed in relationship with individuals who routinely violated our boundaries. However, due to saving face, fear of singleness, fear of concerns or judgment by others, we acquiesced with this behavior and or individual that violated boundaries for us. And so we went along and never really felt okay with it. In those times, as a phenomenal therapist shared with me, is that we were willing to go along with those individuals and things because of our own fears. Our fears of not being liked, our fears of being judged as not being kind, our fears of being alone, our fears of being single, our fears of not keeping up with the Joneses or any appearances. Fear. And rather than address those fears head on and have a strong personal boundary and saying to those individuals, hey, bro, hey, look, this is not cool. I'm not okay with that. In order for this relationship to work, guess what? That needs to chill out or we're going our separate ways. For others of you, it was, hey sis, look, I love you. I think you are a beautiful person, but you know what? Your attitude stinks and that's not going to work for me. So we need to chill on that permanently or we're going separate ways. Those are strong personal boundaries. In order to have the life that we want, we have to have strong boundaries, personal boundaries. We have to be able to communicate those boundaries and enforce them. That means, hey, look, bro, I told you, I love you, but I can't deal with that. It's not acceptable. We've talked about this before. We need to go our separate ways. Let's just end this. You figure out what you need to figure out. I'm going my way. You go yours. Bye. Or, sis, I love you. You're like a sister to me. But look, your attitude stinks. You're always complaining. You're always negative. You're always gossiping. I don't have time for this. You know what? I love you. We can't hang out like this anymore. You need to figure out something that gets you on a different, higher level. But in my space, in my energy, I need positivity. I don't need negativity, talking about colleagues, church, the stranger down the park all the time in negative, disparaging ways. I've told you before, this conversation is done. I gotta go. Bye. Strong personal boundaries. It could also mean, look, cuz I have told you before, when we come to these family get-togethers, if you say anything about my spouse, I'm out of here. We're out of here. We're not coming back. I've told you. And you violated it, so we're getting our stuff and we're leaving. You can be mad. That's on you. I told you the last holiday. Goodbye. Strong personal boundaries. Because of our fears, because of our fear of rejection and the fear of the loss of these relationships, we are willing to put up with behaviors that violate our person. Violate who we are to a core. Violate what we have told these dear loved ones. And rather than stand up for ourselves, our own personal selves, we allow ourselves to be trounced on by these individuals who have heard what we've said. When we establish strong personal boundaries and we enforce those boundaries. We communicate to others that that behavior that is going on with them is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. They've been warned, they repeated the behavior, and now they're going to experience the consequence of that behavior. Many of us haven't had a great therapist reality check us into our own lack of strong boundaries. Our therapist, or the lack of having a therapist, hasn't been able to communicate to us the reason why we've had this string of unsuccessful relationships is because of ourselves. We don't have strong boundaries. We don't communicate our boundaries, and we don't enforce them. The first time that partner popped off on you with negative words or having an outburst in public or even at home should have been the last time they popped off, but you acquiesced and allowed it because of your insecurities about being single and alone. And so you tolerated the behavior and it until it grew into a ginormous mountain and it was out of control. And out of control meaning out of control months later, years later, decades later. Only to find yourself frustrated and angry about a partner who showed you who they were from the beginning, but you allowed that behavior to go unchecked because of your own fears, because of your own inability to communicate your expectations, and because of your lack of strong personal boundaries. You were willing to sacrifice yourself to be in relationship with someone to say that you were in relationship with someone rather than be single and at peace. Now, a phenomenal therapist will say, that's not that partner's fault. That partner did what you allowed them to do. You were in agreement with that partner for this pattern of behavior to exist. And in you being in agreement with them that that behavior was acceptable 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, you created a normal expectation that popping off on you was acceptable and that you would tolerate it. Now, a phenomenal therapist will say that a strong boundary individual will cut that behavior off early and will say to you, rather than be frustrated with that individual or partner, we should really be frustrated with ourselves and ask ourselves, why did I agree to such abusive behavior? Why did I agree to such dysfunctional patterns of communication and relationship? Why did I agree to be in a partnership, in a marriage, in a co-parenting situation with someone who showed me 1,000 red flags, and yet I ignored every single one of them? What is it within me that allowed me to see danger, danger, danger signs, but ignore them? The issue isn't in just that partner, but the issue is within me. And so rather than blast your ex or all men or all women or all of society in saying there's no good such and such as in humanity anymore, the reality is that that's not the truth. The reality is that because of poor personal boundaries, not having strong respect for self, to walk away, to cut off all things that are harmful to me in my mind, body, and spirit, that I put myself in agreement with this dysfunction. What is an example that we can all use starting today and moving forward to live the life that we want in positivity and in relationships with those around us that are not necessarily in our work relationship, but in our personal lives? One, it is recognizing, who am I? What do I believe in? What are my core values? What are those things that are super important to me that I will not budge on for anybody? When you know who you are, when you know what your values are, you're not going to budge anymore on this. If your faith is incredibly important to you, and your pastor and your service in the universal church doing missions around the world is important to you, when someone says to you, "Nah, I don't believe in missions. I think the mission field is just back door. We can do that in the neighborhood. You don't need to do that anymore when you're in a relationship with me." When you hear that, you know that because of your strong personal boundaries, that guess what? We are not in alignment or agreement. They are introducing something that violates something that is important and valuable to me. Strong personal boundaries in relationships is saying, you know what? I'm living the alcohol-free life. Alcohol is just not something that I'm really good with. I've got dear ones, friends who struggle with alcohol, and in honor of them, and just in honor of myself, I'm just not good with it. I don't like it. I'm not okay with it being in my house, and I don't want to drink it. Strong personal boundary says, yeah, I don't need to do happy hour. And anyone that says, you're a wimp, what's wrong with you? Just take a sip. Just chill out. Why does everything have to be so serious? Just drink. Strong personal boundary says, no, I'm good. I don't need alcohol. And because this is an issue for you, that's the life that you like. That's the life you want. That's good. We're on two different levels. Deuces. When you have strong personal boundaries, you will not be in agreement with things and partnerships that do not align with who you are as an individual. When you have someone that isn't going to honor what it is that is important to you, you move it right along. What are ways that you can honor yourself? What are ways that you can honor yourself? Think about who you are. Think about strong personal boundaries, things that allow you to be your highest level self. It's maybe that going to bed at 10 p.m. It's maybe taking a month off social media. It's maybe taking a sabbatical. It's maybe living that vegan life. It's maybe living that alcohol-free life. Whatever it is, what are those things that are your core values that are important to you, that are strong personal values that just make you be who you are and operate in your highest function? Once you know what those things are, you can welcome in those people in your lives who agree with you. You are no longer hyper-focused on negativity. All women, all men, all humanity is XYZ. That's not the truth, and you know it. The truth is that I have to honor myself in order for others to honor me. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you so much for this time to talk about self, to talk about becoming the best person that you have designed us to individually be. You designed us to be in community with others, Lord. And my prayer is that you connect us with ourselves and with you, so that we know when we're in alignment with what it is that you have for us, that you will show us what is your perfect will. You will show us your truth and what it is that you ordained for us in love. Remove the blinders from our eyes, the blinders that help us to see what everybody else is doing wrong and not what we're doing wrong to ourselves. Help us, Lord, to become a new creation, to be transformed, to become a better version of us, to respect ourselves, and to say no to all things that do not honor us in you. Amen. This is Ask RT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Anchor FM. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Ask OT Kimberly. Thank you for your support.